Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for understanding as we try to learn more about you and how much you love us through your Son Jesus' suffering and the gift of your active Holy Spirit. May these words I speak be glorifying to you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. What a cold weekend we're experiencing. And it's a bit of a shock to the system. Every year I forget how cold it can be. So I hope that wherever you are warm and comfortable. We're celebrating today the second Sunday in Epiphany in our church calendar. I know for me, when I started seminary and learning about the how and the why of some of the liturgy and why the readings were chosen, things started to make a little more sense in a Sunday service. We've moved from Advent, our time of preparation for Jesus, to Christmas, the time of Jesus' birth, and now into Epiphany, where Jesus' divinity is revealed to the world. Epiphany comes from the Greek word epiphania, which means to show, make known, or reveal. In the Revised Lectionary, which is the list of readings we read in a three-year cycle, years A, B, and C, all three readings for this Sunday speak to the revealing of Jesus in the book of John in the same way. There are far superior theological minds than mine that put together the lectionary and the church calendars, but what I think is important for us to understand here on a Sunday is how that reading may fit into our lives and our relationship with Jesus in our everyday. We've just moved into year C, and as we've just read this morning's reading, is from John chapter 2, where Jesus' first miracle or sign is documented, where he turns water into wine. I'm not sure how many of you have yet watched The Chosen, which is a show that streams through YouTube or an app that you can download, but it takes the viewers through the journey of Jesus through those that personally were with him on his journey. It's based on the Gospels, but it also adds to the Gospel with some of what might have been the human dialogue and feelings that are those between the Bible verses. I haven't yet finished season 2, but it's really worth watching if you have a moment. It already has quite a following, and it's a show that's being funded completely by crowdsourcing, so you can see that there's quite support for it. The reason that I bring up this show is that this passage is in season 1, and it really changed for me how it came to life, and now it jumps off the page in a new way. In the show, you see the couple and the family getting ready for the wedding, Jesus greeting his mother, the disciples together, and the joy and excitement that we all feel when we go to a wedding of people we're celebrating to see they're starting their lives together as one. It was a real party atmosphere. But then the wine runs out. There is panic amongst the servers, and as we read from John, Mary comes and speaks to Jesus about the situation. What is implied in her asking is that she knows that he can do something about it. She knows who Jesus is and that he can perform miracles. She does not need the epiphany that I spoke about earlier. Jesus has already been revealed to her. Those that have questions about Jesus may think that this first miracle really isn't worth mentioning. Why use his divinity for wine? But if we look into the social context of why this is an important ask of Mary, it's understandable. Weddings, not unlike today, are often tied up with social statuses, and wine was something that showed that status at the wedding. With the wine that Jesus made being top quality, it was important in verse 10 when the steward remarks about how good the wine was and the order in which it was being served. If the wine had run out, the family would have been socially ruined. People would have been talking about it all around town. There would be most certainly have been some fallout for the family. Jesus showed such care in this moment, even though he did not feel that this was his time to be revealed. The servants now knew of Jesus from this miracle. There was an epiphany. He was revealed. Imagine being there, moving from a state of panic with no more wine to serve the guests, to witnessing before your very eyes something that would have been truly unbelievable. What a moment that would have been. When we look at the humanity and the divine in what took place, it's easier to be able to see then how this story can help us build our own relationship with Jesus. We understand more about how the humanity of Jesus couples with his godliness. He cares so much for his family that he revealed himself before he thought it was his time. His mother does something that many moms do today with their children in verse 3, asking him to do something, hearing him answer his no, and then just continuing with the request, hoping that Jesus would reconsider, and then we have a miracle telling us of who he is fully. These facts might allow us to have an epiphania as well, looking more into Jesus' character and his care for those around him during his ministry. This can help us to have a moment with Jesus that we might overlook as just another gospel story being read at church. Within this moment of an epiphany, we can then understand the care that Jesus has for us, his family. We can understand that he does hear our requests through our prayers. We can also understand that the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, changing us from the inside out. We aren't miracles in the actual definition, but I would challenge us to see that change in us as almost our own versions of water being turned into wine. In my life, that version is me standing here in this pulpit. I really never thought that this would be where I would be speaking to you today or wearing these garments. Moving out into the world after this service, my ask is that you look at this gospel story differently. Breathe life onto the page. Don't just sit back and think, oh, that's a nice story. Sit forward when you read it. Be a part of it. This story is part of Jesus' ministry to us, his family. John wanted it shared with you and I. It's important. This story is so much more than just a wedding and a miracle. It's about us coming to know Jesus, knowing he is, as we understand him to be, our Savior. So as you move through your week, I invite you to look back at this passage a couple of times to see how your life is a part of this story and how it can mean something more in your relationship with Jesus. Spending time with him is giving him space to help you see where your version of a miracle is in your life. Amen.